On today's Tech Help for Churches, 7 tips for doing a lot of podcasts in a short amount of time. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where I help you with new media, social media, the internet, and the web for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. So, recently I was on a discussion in a group that I really don't frequent very often, and Jerry Williams, in response to me saying how many shows I do, said, "I don't know how you can do more than one show a week. I must be doing something wrong. It takes me several days to conduct the interview, gather the materials, and get them ready to publish. I also plan to write a blog post twice a month. All this while working on my second novel, What's Your Secret?" So I wrote her a long response, and then it occurred to me, this would actually make a great topic for Tech Help for Churches. So I copied and pasted all my notes here, and I thought that we would go through them. First off, I don't do interviews. I mean, sometimes I do, but not very often. And when I do, I just... I don't make it a big deal. Usually it's only one a week. So it's not the case that I'm doing 4 interviews a week. It's just one. Secondly, one of my shows is a Q&A show. And so I get a question by email, YouTube, etc., and I answer it right then. And then I put it in a folder. And then when it comes time to do a Q&A show, I just grab those. So that's another tip. If you wanted to have a show that's just questions and answers, is you could save up your questions and do them all at once. Third, basically the areas that I do these podcasts in are things that I know a lot about. I'm not bragging here. It's just, you know, if you're around something a while, you pick up stuff about it. So that's all I'm saying here. So if you're doing a podcast and you have to do a week's worth of research every single episode, maybe that's not the topic for you if you want to do a lot of them. You know, if you want to do one a month, no big deal. There's even a podcast out there that every few months he puts out an episode, and it's very in-depth, but that's a lot of prep work. So that's another thing that can slow you down. Fourthly, I do series. So like this podcast, for example, we're in a series on podcasting. So I can just pick a general topic that I want to talk about and in very little time just start talking about that topic. Next, my shows are pretty short, 5 to 15 minutes. So it doesn't take me hours and hours and hours to record a show. It takes me 5 to 15 minutes to record a show. So that's pretty cool as well. Next, my editing is really simple. So when I'm done with this recording, you might notice if you're watching the video, which you can do on trinitydigitalmedia.com, you might notice that this is all one take, and that is by design. I want it to be as simple as possible, as quick as possible. I'm not going to take hours and hours to make this show. I'm going to take about twice as long as it takes for you to watch it. It takes me to create it, not taking into account all the brainstorming time and things like that. But in general, it's pretty quick to do this. And so what I do is I take the video, bring it into my editor. The editor has a pre-recorded template in it with the beginning and the end. So I just take this file, chop off the beginning, chop off the end, chop towards the beginning where the opening tease is, and put that in there, mix it all down to mono, and export it. So it's really about 5 minutes worth of editing to do that. 7, everything is set up. So just a few minutes ago, when I decided to record this episode, I put my mic on, I put my earphones in so that I can hear if there's a problem with the mic. Something I've started doing recently. I Also turned on my lights, turned on my camera, made sure it was focused as well as I can. If you're watching the video, you might notice this little webcam over here. This isn't a prop. This is something that I put about parallel to my eyes so that I can zoom in on it and change the focus on the camera, which is way up here. So that's a little trick that I do there as well. So it's really pretty simple. I'm not getting a bunch of stuff out. Most of it is set up most of the time. So I've been podcasting on and off since 2005, and these are all tips that I've picked up over time. Now, one that I don't think I would have picked up straight from podcasting is something, this is kind of a bonus, an eighth one if you want to think of it that way, is I picked this up when I worked in local television. We would sometimes pre-record things. Now, the anchors would do like 15-second or 30-second teases after the evening news or after the early morning news, and those were pretty simple to record. Even if they flubbed them up two or three times, it's 15 to 30 seconds, so it's no big deal. But there was also a time where we would pre-record like a 30-minute chunk of news that would go on during our lunch hour. This was during the morning news. And I noticed that one of the anchors in particular would make a very minor mistake. Quite often she would make it towards the end, so we'd have to start all over again. And it was something that had she done it live when she had no choice, she wouldn't have felt bad at all about. But she had a bit of perfectionist in her, so if it was a mistake that she made while we were recording and she could fix it, she would. I really don't think most people noticed the difference. Most people wouldn't have noticed it whatsoever. In fact, we were trying to keep the illusion that this was live going on. So if that's the case, little mistakes should happen. It shouldn't always be perfect. So I guess my bonus tip is to make sure that you know the difference between sloppy, which needs some work. Don't hear me wrong. I want you to do work if something is sloppy. Spend extra time in editing, redo it, etc. That's fine. And no one's going to notice that good enough. There's a big difference between those. Sometimes it might feel like they're all the same in your mind, but I want you to consider, is it something that you can redo, or is it something that really doesn't need to be redone? On the end of this particular episode, I'm going to put one of those redos. And what it was is, as I started this show, I combined the name of this show with the tagline of the Thursday show. So I just stopped, redid it. That was something that was sloppy. And it was right towards the beginning, not much lost. Now, if I mispronounced a word or made a mistake here or there, in the middle, if it's not a big deal, I'm not going to redo it. Now, last week I had one where the battery on my camera died halfway through. Now, I could have, and sometimes I do, I could have reset my shot and just picked up about a paragraph back and redid it. But in this case, I thought, you know, I'm not really happy with how well it's gone so far, so I started over, and it was a better show for it. So it's very important that you know the difference between something that's sloppy and really needs to be redone and something that no one's going to really notice if you do it exactly the same way without that little bitty mistake. Well, I hope that helps you. I hope that now you can think of a way that maybe you can put out a lot more content to reach a lot more people using podcasting. If you like this content, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, and there you can pick up a church tech gift of your choosing, along with a free subscription to my email newsletter. Both free. Just head on over there. Also, head over to my store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, and pick up one of those resources made just for you. And finally, if you have any questions, leave them below the video. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, whether the audio or video podcast, by going to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you with video. Nope.